I want to discuss some of the challenges we have with tshuva, holding Erev Kippur, special mitzvah, going to Rabbi Yonah, doing tshuva dafka on Yom Kippur. Right? According to the Rambam, it's not a special mitzvah, but it's certainly a special chiyuv to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. And tshuva isn't just, you know, an obligation. Tshuva is an opportunity, obviously. Meaning, it's an amazing opportunity. It's a chance to start a new daf, a daf kadash, turn over a new leaf. It's a chance to gemar yuma, stonos, nasus, schios, first of tshuva mi'ava. The tshuva is not just an obligation. It might be primarily an opportunity, an amazing opportunity. They say from Levi Yitzchak ben Adish, if he once went over to the town Ganef, apparently every city in Europe had a Ganef. So he went to the town Ganef. He said, "I'm very jealous." He said, "Why are you jealous?" He says, "Because you have so many averes. If you do tshuva, you'll be Ba'al Shas Tzadik." He says, "You know, next year you'll be even more jealous of me." So it's opportunity. Now, there are a lot of challenges we have with tshuva. If we, you know, look at it from our own experience, I guess everybody's different, but for me at least, a lot of challenges. There are many stages in the tshuva process. You have to makir the chait, you have to stop doing the chait, you have to charata, vidui, kol asid, etc. And each one of these stages, there are challenges, very real challenges. You know, when they're real challenges, it's hard to give easy solutions. There's no such thing as an easy solution to a real challenge, right? You know, but afalbichen, I think it's worthwhile to try to address the challenges, maybe see if we can think in certain directions, things that might help us with our tshuva process. The first issue, the first stage is hakara l'chait. If you don't recognize you do anything wrong, you can never fix it. Now, this is hard for us because we're frum. Like, you know, if a person's like a bank robber, so okay, stop robbing banks. Okay, if a person's b'chal Shabbos, he has to, okay, he might not be aware of that, but, you know, if he's about tshuva, he's not, okay, he used to b'chal Shabbos, now he stops b'chal Shabbos. We are frum people, you know, whether or not we're probably tshuva or frum from birth, but either way, for a number of years we've been keeping mitzvahs. It's hard for us to pinpoint things that are mamish, like, you know, red flags, and therefore it's just more challenging. And the things we do are more subtle. But the truth is, not only a person who robs a bank is a ganav. You know, if a person goes to the store and they give you back too much change, and you only notice when you leave, you can say, "Listen, why am I going to slip back? The prices are so high. They're got off you. They rip you off every week." Or you say, "It's you know, the cashier's responsibility. She gave you." It's not really true. I mean, technically, if you got back too much change, you have to give it back. So there are, you know, expression that the devil is in the details. You know, I mean, a lot of, none of us on Chal Shabbos, you don't drive on Shabbos, but if you check your chol on Friday night and, you know, you stir it and you could violate Issa Daraisa if the chol isn't fully cooked and you put the pot back, you put the cover back on. They're all of halacha is details. And sometimes a person cleans his suit, you know, intuitively, puts a little water on his suit, it violates Issa of Mechabes, of Malabit on Shabbos. So even if we are, Baruch Hashem, fundamentally good people, there are certainly many areas of halacha that we have to brush up on, learn, or chazer, etc. So that's certainly a part of the package. But I think for many of us, at least for myself, part of the issue of hakara l'chait isn't just a question of learning. Oh, I have to learn more. If the chazer shel Shabbos, so I'll know what exactly is an issue. Sometimes we have a mental block. We have a blind spot that doesn't allow us to look at our averus. Nobody likes to see their faults. It's natural, it's normal. It's actually healthy, meaning it would be terrible if people were always walking around looking at their faults. It wouldn't be very healthy. But once a year, you know, Yom Narayim, we have to take a good look in the mirror and try to see, you know, what we need to improve. You know, imagining, you know, a person can say, "Listen, I'm not the Chafetz Chaim, but I'm a good person." Okay, we're not the Chafetz Chaim, that's true. And we are good people, that's also true. But it doesn't mean we shouldn't address our faults. And you have to take a deep breath and a good look to see, you know, what our averas are. The Gemara says in Maseches Sota, "Amar Rav Huna, kevan she'avar adam avera b'shana ba, chutra lo." A person knows an avera two times, so he already thinks it's okay, it's not an avera. So the Gemara says, "Hutra, what do you mean? It's Doma lo kehater," Rashi says. "Doma ve'inav kehater." It's a story with the essence of Yeshiva. What's the heter for this? Oh, it's the hetera de Rav Huna. Heter of Rav Huna. If you do it twice, it's already mut. So I think many of our averas are like, b'chinas hetera de Rav Huna, things that are questionable. We just got used to them, and we have a hard time, you know, looking ourselves in the eye, and they might not even be on our radar. Meaning, the question of you know, health, how we take care of ourselves in terms of exercise and diet, the question of how we deal with, you know, the environmental issues. You know, they're now putting a tax on disposable items here, you know, 6 months. You're going to buy a cup of paper plates, or I think not paper, plastic plates, plastic cups. Instead of costing 3 shekel for 100 cups, it's going to cost 10 shekel. Why? Just like cigarettes. It's like, you know, a 200% tax on cigarettes. They want people to stop using, you know, plastic things. We don't think about it. We don't think about our great-grandchildren and what we're doing to the environment. It's just not on our radar, I'm saying, for most people. And part of tshuva is, you know, looking at our blind spots, thinking of what we are here for in the world. We're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how we can do so best. And maybe we shouldn't try to destroy the world. I mean, we're not trying to destroy the world. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe the convenience of using paper, you know, plastic utensils that are going to sit there forever, you know, and not disintegrate. Maybe we should buy the ones that are disintegratable. That apparently, they have stuff made out of corn and it's biodegradable. It just costs 3 times the price. So now what they're going to do is going to make the plastic cost the same amount. So people are going to opt, hopefully, you know, for the biodegradable stuff. How do we look at technology? I'm saying, somebody just wrote a book here in Israel about Yonah Goodman, about our attitude towards technology. The new thing in technology is TLT, technology that liberates us from technology. People find that walking around with a phone, they feel enslaved to technology. They feel, so now they have technology that liberates from technology, which is, you know, similar to what we, in the Frum world, we know that you're supposed to have some type of filter on your internet, because technology is great, but you can also use it for bad things. So again, I don't know, even though all Frum people know that, many Frum people don't have it. Okay, it's not always available. Here, it's very easy to get filters on your... It's also sometimes annoying. The filters don't always work, and they filter out things. I once tried to go to YU Torah to listen to Parsha Shir, and it was like, no. It's off. It wasn't like a Parsha Shir about, like, you know, Tamar and, you know, Yehuda. It was like a Parsha Shir about, like, I don't remember, something like innocuous. So... YU Torah, yes, I guess YU Torah is off. Okay. Anyway, Levisa, we have a blind spot. So a person who doesn't have a filter on his internet, it has a blind spot. He thinks it's not an issue. And the truth is, usually, with kids and even with adults, it could be an issue. So, part of the Hakara Sachet is not only learning the halachas that we might not be aware of, but it's also being willing to take an honest look in the mirror and to expand our horizons for what chait is and what we really need to be misakin. In Parshas Tzavim, the pasuk speaks about the mitzvah of tshuva. According to Ramban, lo niflesi v'mechav lo rachokahi, possibly telling us that we have the ability to find our blind spot. But even if we are able to really figure out what needs to be fixed, we have another very difficult challenge, and that is changing our habits. We're creatures of habit, and it's very hard to change habits. Rishel Salanter said that it's easier to learn Aleph Shas than it is to change one Midah. And, you know, I guess he did both, so he can vouch for it. We often, you know, try to make a Kabbalah. Our heart's certainly in the right place, but how long does it hold on to? How long does it last? So one way of ensuring that the Kabbalah's last, or helping make sure that, trying to make sure that the Kabbalah's last, is to give ourselves a time when we think about, like, how we're evaluating, how we're doing. So, you know, Yom Kippur is a time, Shvisa, right? Staying for everything, we think about what we're holding. But a person doesn't have to wait for Yom Kippur. A person can do it every Rosh Chodesh, can do it every Motzei Shabbos. A weekly, a monthly, you know, type of Cheshbon HaNefesh is certainly helpful. Again, to do it every day, I don't think it's realistic. Even if weekly, it's hard. It's hard to find time. But if you do it once a month, instead of just once a year, it certainly can allow you to evaluate what you're holding and to see if you're holding up to your Kabbalahs. But in addition, it's very important to try to, you know, be smart about Kabbalahs, because you know, you can't conquer Rome in a day. And it's very, very common when people make Kabbalahs and nothing's left of them 2 weeks later. So there are a number of suggestions that are given, some by psychologists. You know, there's a open up, it's not just something that Jewish people think about. or from people. People are self-improvement is a whole world. So they speak about SMART. They have to be small, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely goals. Person says he's going to learn Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Yafyomi, and Zohar, and Nach. It's not going to stick. Take a small thing. You learn a Mishnah Yomi. So a small thing. Measurable. It has to be something that you can easily measure. If you want to say, well, I want to work on my, want to become more friendly. So you want to become more friendly, it's very nice. But how do you, I'm going to say hello to a new person in Shul, whatever, every Shabbos. It has to be measurable. Attainable, that's what you can do. If it's out of your reach, it's not going to work. Realistic and timely. So having realistic goals is certainly very, very, very important. The knowledge that it's going to be hard is also useful. If we know that it's going to be challenging, we don't have any false, again, I think we probably know this intellectually, but to know it emotionally, to recognize, it's going to be really hard. And to realize, when the going gets tough, get going, and to really have a Kabbalah. In Chabad, they say it's not a Kabbalah, it's a Hachlata. It's within us. It's a Hachlata. Not a Kabbalah. Kabbalah is external. It's a Hachlata, something that we can really, we decide internally that we're going to make a change. The studies show that if a change is kept for 66 days, a little more than 2 months, then it becomes already nature. Again, even then, people have setbacks. It happens all the time. I mean, I know many people have done Daf Yomi for 3 months and then stopped. It's easier after brachos and once you get to the middle of Shabbos, ba Shabbos, ba Menucha. What I'm saying? It's a harder sechta. So, but begadol, a person tries to take a small, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely goal, and you stay with it for two and a half months. So then it becomes part of your nature. Again, you have to be compassionate with yourself. If for whatever reason you fall back. You can't have black and white thinking. Black and white thinking is Ma'am Shay Atsasi Sahara. I'm not doing it, so I'm going to give up. A person can say, I didn't do Daf Yomi for a week, and then you'll continue. I didn't do Mishnah Yomi for a week, and continue. Having this black and white thinking is very unhealthy. It's important to be sympathetic with yourselves. The studies show that people who fall out of, let's say, exercise plans, if they get back up, they're able to continue. It's not all or nothing. And it's also important to reward yourself. It's very, very important. So, person, can go out for dinner. A person learns a Mishnah a day. Make a siyum. What do you mean? Make a siyum on Mishnayas, on Masechta Mishnayas? Yeah, make a siyum. If you go buy yourself a falafel, a shawarma, make a siyum for that. It gives you a certain push in terms of your ability to continue. Now, the truth is, after all is said and done, we all know that some of our Kabbalos won't stick. And the question is, how do you view it? If it's about Kabbalah, so we didn't do Kabbalah, so then it's meaningless. Chazal Shalom. Yom Kippur is more, I think, about our general perspective. Where are we going? Yom Kippur's day is Avodah Hashem. We don't do anything else. We just learn and daven. And that speaks volumes about who we are. That's our focus in life. So even if all our Kabbalahs don't pan out, and everything in the end doesn't really work. Yom Kippur is still very much a day that we refocus our priorities in life, meaning over the course of the year, so we're influenced by the media, we're influenced by society. So a person can think, what's life about? Whoever gets the most money when they die, then they win. Meaning that's, again, in the secular world, that's how a lot of people look at life. Life is about trying to make money. What they say, time is money. If Nevinson likes to say, time is Torah, because our goal is Torah, it's not money. So Yom Kippur is certainly on a basic level about refocusing our spiritual ambitions and energies, and that alone is enough for Yom Kippur to be significant. All the Kabbalahs are important, the Chakar Lachet and the Ziva Sachet and the Kabbalah Asid are important, but I think it's important to recognize that no matter how much we try, there's a good chance that we might not be that successful in that. But Ahal Pichin, there's still significance to Yom Kippur. Yichapar, of course, but even in terms of our own and I think it's also important to recognize that Yom Kippur isn't just about, Averis, Kapar and Averis. Asay Tov is also a lot of what we have to focus on. We have to build off the Hatzlacha that we have. The person can, have Averos, try to leave them, and you won't be successful. But we should also try to, I mean, again, we should try as best we can, but we should also try to up the ante in terms of the good things that we are doing and try to build on our successes. I think it's also very, very useful. And the Rambam, Yisuri Bia, speaks about being Mitzrachik Min Arayos. So you have to be careful not to come close to Arayos, etc. Then he says, Gedolam Yizos, Amru Yifne Asmo Makshafel Dibri Torah. Okay, it's very nice you're going to stay away from Arayos. But in the end, if you learn, so then the Arayos won't take effect. Ein Makshaves Arayos Miskaberes Alev Pani Min HaChochma. Ein Makshaves Arayos Miskaberes Alev Pani Min HaChochma. So I say Tov, busying yourselves with rededicating yourselves to Torah, to mitzvos, is also a part of the tshuva process. The Rav pointed out that vidui doesn't only refer to bad things I did. Vidui meiser, asisi kechol asher tzivisani. Vidui is an honest account. The honest account includes the good and the bad. And the bad we try to leave, and the good we try to capitalize and to build upon. But it's not only in terms of kamus, it's also in terms of echos. You know, a person, not just another hour of learning. How am I learning? I'm learning more b'yin, learning in a more efficient way. So we should be zoche to a shnas chai v'shalom, parnasa, health, and mishmal Hashem kol mishalos l'beinu, l'tov.